You have indeed, in the life of Rasulullah, the best model for him whose hope is in Allah and the day of the hereafter, and who engages himself much in the remembrance of Allah. When the true believers saw the Confederate forces, they said, "This is what Allah and His Rasul had promised us." Allah and His Rasul were absolutely true. This increased them all the more in their faith and in their zeal and obedience. Among the believers, there are men who have been true to their covenant with Allah. Of them, some have completed their vow through sacrificing their lives, and some others are waiting for it and have not changed their determination in the least. All this happens so that Allah may reward the truthful for their truth and punish the hypocrites or accept their repentance if He wills, for Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah turned back the unbelievers. They retreated in their rage without gaining any advantage, and Allah was sufficient to fight on behalf of the believers, for Allah is all-powerful and almighty, and brought down from their fortresses those people of the book who supported the invaders and cast terror into their hearts. As a result, some of them you slew and some you took as prisoners. Thus He made you heirs of their lands, their houses, and their goods, and also the land on which you had never set your foot before. Truly, Allah has power over all things.